It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey, thanks for checking us out. We are the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. I'm your host, Dan Bach. You might know me better as DB730 in the world of Daily Fantasy. And yes, this is the podcast where we just talk Daily Fantasy sports news, promotions, analysis, interviews, all that great stuff. And we're one of the only people out there doing it. So we thank you for checking us out. Today on the podcast, we'll talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, kind of give my thoughts on what's going to go on with that. Also can find some Daily Fantasy free roll action out there for the Super Bowl, so we'll discuss where you can find that. Also, NBA got a pretty full slate of games, I think maybe 11 games on the schedule for this Friday night, so we'll go over some of those. We're bringing back Box Beef for today. I actually had an interesting situation take place yesterday in my life. And normally, my Box Beef, I usually just rant about something totally unrelated to Daily Fantasy, and it's usually about somebody or something. But my beef is actually with myself today, so that's going to be a little bit later in the podcast. So we've got all that stuff coming up here. We thank you again, as always, for checking us out. But let's just jump right into the games, and of course, NBA, full slate, let's go there. I think I misspoke earlier when I said 11. Actually, only 10 games on the docket for tonight in the NBA. So let's jump right into it with the Magic and the Cavaliers. Cavs head to Orlando in this matchup. And here's this tough situation for me. Dwight Howard, I love him today. I love him against this Cavaliers defense that cannot stop big men. I think he's going to have a huge game. But the problem I'm running into, especially just initially looking at teams I'm putting together today, is there are a lot of options at the center position. And it's like, do I really want to devote that much money when I can go and get a JaVale McGee or a Gortat for like $5,000 or $6,000 less and put that money towards somewhere else. So it's a tough situation today. If you can fit Dwight in, if you can find some sleepers some other places, I would do it. He is the highest priced player out there today who kind of falls into that Dwight Howard, Kevin Love, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, who I think is just going to have a monster game because Cleveland, they can't defend the post whatsoever. So look for him to have a big game. If you're looking for like a stars and scrubs kind of sleeper guy, you know, a lot of people like to take a lot of high-priced guys and then a lot of low-priced guys. Maybe Michael Thompson out there with the Cavs, probably going to get another start tonight, and this guy is not going to cost a whole lot on most of the sites out there. Kyrie Irving, he shoulders most of the load for Cleveland, been pretty good this year, but don't doubt Chris Duhon. He actually played some pretty good defense on John Wall the other day. Wall, I think, was like 1-for-12 shooting. So not sure I'm going to go the Kyrie Irving route against the Orlando Magic tonight. Philadelphia, tough game for them against Miami. Should be a really good one as the 76ers actually have the same record as the Heat. Who would have predicted that? And they have won 4 straight, probably the best defense in the NBA. But if you look at it, it's pretty deceiving. They've only beaten a couple of teams with winning records this year. So I think the Miami, even though they are going on the road in this one, I think they'll probably end up getting the win. But the Sixers are a good team, but they have way too much depth on that team to really be consistent to find people consistently who perform in daily fantasy. I mean, you can go up. There's about 7 guys on that team who can put up good stats for you, but you never know which one it's going to be night in and night out. As for the Heat, pretty obvious. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, all highly productive. I like Wade tonight. He averaged 30 points over the last 6 regular season games against Philadelphia. And again, he's not going to destroy your cap space like LeBron James, but LeBron is just having a statistical, a magical season from a statistical standpoint. I mean, I've seen nothing like this. I mean, not since like Michael Jordan back when he averaged like 38, like 7 and 6 or something, you know, back in, what was that, like 86, right around there. So he's just doing amazing things out there, but he just costs so much. You know, obviously on a site like FanDuel that caps the highest that a player can go, you're going to use him because he's really not that much more expensive than everybody else. But when you look at sites like Draft Street and Daily Joust, it's really tough. So But you know you're going to get production. That is for certain. Moving on, though, let's lots of games to hit to. Toronto and the Wizards. Toronto, they can't score. They scored 80 points a game when Andre Bargnani is out of the lineup. The Wiz, on the other hand, are allowing 107 points on the road. Worst in the NBA. But John Wall, you'd think he'd murder Calderon, who does not play a whole lot of defense, but only 8 points last year in their game against, or in their last game against Toronto. And, you know, I talk about it time in and time out. I get burned by DeMar DeRozan. For whatever reason, I can't stay away. And he's like that ex-girlfriend that you always go back to. Like, you know, you say, you know, she's psycho. You know, she's going to do something crazy. She's nuts. But you just can't get enough of it. And you go back, and you go back. And then you regret it. And hopefully tonight I don't regret it. I'll probably roll with him simply because he's cheap and the Washington Wizards just don't play any defense. So hopefully those two combos can work out for me. And hopefully it's a good night and not a crazy night with the ex-girlfriend. Moving on, the Bucks and the Pistons. The Bucks have been playing really well. And they can thank Brandon Jennings for that. 24 points a game versus Detroit this season. And he's been averaging 34 fantasy points over the last 7 games. So the guy's been getting it done. Not quite as good on the road at home, so beware of that. Both the team and Brandon Jennings. Drew Gooden, though, has just been so solid as a starter. 20 points, 9 rebounds, still underpriced all over the place. So probably got to put him in your lineup. Brandon Knight was held scoreless the last game against the Bucks. I don't see that happening again. They need his offense. They need him to take shots because, let's face it, they don't have anywhere else to get it from, really. I mean, Greg Monroe can score, but he's not a scorer, if that makes any sense. So keep your eye on him. And also, Rodney Stuckey, good chance he may not play. Didn't play in the fourth quarter of the last game, so keep an eye on that before you put him in your lineup. The Timberwolves head to New Jersey to take on the Nets. Ricky Rubio's actually been better on the road this year, averaging 17 points, 11 assists in the last 3 road games. But Deron Williams, on the other hand, talk about red hot. 29 points a game over the last 5. Also had 21 assists in the last game against Minnesota. So obviously he's lighting it up and has a pretty good track record against this team. Tons of injuries, though, for New Jersey. Keep your eye on Anthony Morrow. Was a late scratch the other day. Marshawn Brooks is probably out. Mamota Kerr is out. Johan Petro is out. So definitely lots of injuries there on the New Jersey front. The only guy you probably want to consider, I think, is Deron Williams and maybe Jordan Farmar if Morrow decides not to go again tonight. Knicks head to the Celtics. Rajon Rondo probable for his return, and goodbye Avery Bradley for us daily fantasy players. He was a nice sneaky cheat play, but I'm glad I don't have to play him anymore. Rondo, though, it's kind of tricky here. I don't like taking guys coming off of injury. I don't like taking them in that first game. But Rondo had 31 points, 13 assists, and 5 steals in that game on Christmas. And the Knicks, they just don't cover point guards. I mean, look what happened last night with Derrick Rose. So it's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't situation here with Rondo. Carmelo, on the other hand, he's played pretty well against Boston, but there's a guy that I really like in this matchup, and that's Tyson Chandler. I think he could have a real nice game. You look at Ed Davis and Anderson Varejao, they both had pretty decent games against this Boston front court, and I think that Chandler could end up with like 15 rebounds. And if he does that, puts on, you know, 10, 15, even 20 points. I mean, you're talking about a huge night for what he's going to cost you. So I think Tyson Chandler could put together a good game for the Knicks. Kevin Martin, he's been red hot, so that means it's time for him to play one of the teams that's actually slowed him down, and that's the Phoenix Suns. But Martin has scored 30 points or more from a fantasy perspective in 6 straight games, but he has only averaged 14 points a game against Phoenix, the lowest against any team out there, so got to be a little bit beware of that situation. Steve Nash came back his last game, just put up a huge performance, looked like the Steve Nash of old. I'm still not necessarily buying into him the whole way, but he did have 20 points, 13 assists over the last 8 games on average against the Rockets. But Houston, here's the thing to look at, allowed 109 points on average over the last two games. So they're not playing very good defense right now. So a guy like Nash, a guy like Gortat, maybe even a guy like Channing Frye, if you're looking for a cheaper option, maybe could put up some good numbers tonight. Good game here, Thunder and the Grizzlies. Grizzlies have not been very good on the road, you know, not, especially with Randolph not in the lineup. They've been a little bit of a disappointment. And Serge Ibaka, talk about this guy stepping up lately. He's been a blocking machine. 10 blocks the last game, 3.5 on average over the last 9. Rudy Gay, he's the key for Memphis. If he scores, they do well. 9-1 when he goes over 20 points or more, but he hasn't been particularly great against Oklahoma City in the first two games this year, only 19 and 16 points in those matchups. Memphis, they're scoring 16 points fewer on the road than at home, so even though I said it should be a good game, probably won't be. Thunder will probably roll in this one. Pacers and Mavericks. Danny Granger had 36 fantasy points or more in the last three games. He is definitely heating up. And I mention this pretty much every time I talk about the Mavericks. Dirk Nowitzki looks old, but his prices just keep going down. And at some point in time, you got to say, I'm going to take a shot with him because the guy can still shoot. You know, if he gets hot, he could put 30 points up, no question about it. So I don't know if it's going to be against this Pacers team who plays pretty good defense, but sooner or later, Dirk is going to break out for a big game. Roddy Bubois, I'm still a fan of his. He's getting lots of minutes filling in for Jason Kidd, and for the most part, doing pretty well. Didn't quite hit the 20-point fantasy mark the last game, but I'm not afraid to put him in my lineup. Lakers and Nuggets, I like Kobe tonight. I like him to put up some big numbers. Although he was 6 for 28 in his last game in Denver, that's terrible shooting. But he doesn't forget. That's the one thing about Kobe is, you know, this guy always plays with a chip on his shoulder. He always has something else on his mind. I still think he wants to be like the all-time leading scorer. And I mean, just this season has been really weird with Kobe. He's just jacking up shots left and right. And I think he comes back, has a big game in this game against the Nuggets, which, you know, Denver loves to run up and down the court. They're going to score tons of points, especially at home. So you have to imagine the Lakers are going to make a game of this. And for that to happen, somebody's got to score. It's probably going to be Kobe. But don't doubt Andrew Bynum as well. 47 points, 29 boards in the two games against Denver this year already. So he has put up some big stats against the Nuggets. Andrew Goodlock. I don't even know who this guy is. I've never heard of him. Don't remember him getting drafted. Don't remember him playing college ball. But he's averaging 11.5 points over the last four games for the Lakers. So maybe another guy to consider in that stars and scrubs philosophy that some people like to employ in daily fantasy. So that's it for this Friday night in the NBA. Best of luck in your daily fantasy games.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game.
Oh, I'm happy the Super Bowl is finally here. Unfortunately, it means it's the end of football season. But you know what? We had a good run of it. I think we're all getting ready for, you know, baseball starting up before you know it. Got the college basketball tournament's going to be here. But let's not ignore the Super Bowl. Giants versus the Patriots. If you're looking for some daily fantasy action and you want to put money in the line, well, you're out of luck because, unfortunately, the laws stipulate you got to have two contests to choose players from. So, therefore, you can't just have the Super Bowl. You'd have to have another game, and considering there's no other football games out there, not going to happen. But the sites out there, they're just so giving. You got sites like Profanity Sports, like Draft Day, like Daily Joust. They are all running Super Bowl free roll contests, which doesn't cost anything to enter and have a chance to win some free money. So there's no reason not to do that and maybe even add a little bit more interest to the game itself. Now, how do I think the game's going to go out? I think I've done pretty well over the years predicting Super Bowls. Obviously, I did not have the Giants the last time these two teams met. But here's the interesting thing about this. I don't understand how the Patriots are really favored by 3 points in the sense that you look at all these things. Who's got the better defense? I think it's the Giants. Who's got the better wide receivers? I think it's the Giants. Who's got the, you know, better secondary? Definitely the Giants. I mean, there's so many things that favor the Giants. A lot of the, you know, the smart talking heads on ESPN and Fox and everywhere else all seem to be thinking the Giants are going to win. But yet here we are sitting a couple days before game time, and the Patriots are still 3-point favorites. I mean, the Patriots have wide receivers playing defensive back. I mean, think about that for a second. That's not a good thing. That's not going to really help your cause very much, especially going against guys like Victor Cruz and Hakeem Nicks and Mario Manningham, who've proven that they are good wide receivers. And everything adds up to the Giants, but there's two things that don't: Belichick and Brady. And there's actually a third: the gamblers. It just seems too obvious. And the one thing I've learned in my years of sports gambling, which thankfully have pretty much ended thanks to Daily Fantasy, is that if something looks too good to be true, it usually is. And I think that Giants plus three looks too good to be true. And you compound that with the fact that New England's top tight end is probably, you know, going to be hampered with this ankle injury. And I know Gronkowski's a tough guy, but I think it is a high ankle sprain, a pretty serious injury. So I think it's going to come down to Brady having to make plays, Aaron Hernandez going to having to make plays, because let's face it, they're not going to rely on their running game, I wouldn't think. I mean, I wouldn't think that's the strategy. So it's all in the hands of Tom Brady. And if he gets it done, they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I know, boy, you're like, Dan, you're a freaking genius. You know, no wonder you've got a talk show. If Tom Brady does well, the Patriots win. Duh. Because I just don't see the Patriots' defense necessarily slowing down. This could be a high-scoring game. And I think what I'm going to go with here is I'm going to go with the Patriots. 34-30 in a high-scoring Super Bowl matchup. MVP Tom Brady. And there you have it. So I'm going with Brady, I'm going with Belichick, and I'm going with the gamblers who are telling me something with this minus three line. I know many people can who have bet on sports. Like I say, too good to be true. It probably is. So that's what I think is going to happen in the Super Bowl. Enjoy your parties. Might as well take your sick day, because I'm sure many of people are going to be enjoying some beverages out there at their Super Bowl parties. For me, I'm just an old man. I'm just hanging out with the family and the kids watching the Super Bowl. So nothing too crazy for me this year. But enjoy the game and say goodbye to Daily Fantasy with football. It's over after Sunday. Time for me to say a quick thank you to my good friends over at Daily Joust. Solo Survivor Tournament continues. That's right. No rollover yet. One more day. I'm not sure exactly out of the top eight that made it to the next round of the Solo Survivor Tournament how many of them qualified, but I think a good number of them probably did. So good chance that the Solo Survivor Tournament's not going to roll over, because, again, you got to get to four consecutive days of winning your tournaments, and then that $250 prize goes to whoever is the last person standing. And of course, if you want to get in the next tournament, very simple. Start playing some of the solo contests over there on Daily Joust. If you win one within 7 days of the start of the next tournament, you are automatically eligible to get in. And they're the only ones running these solo contests. Like I mentioned before, also a Super Bowl free roll for you to get involved in. College basketball, busy day on Saturday and Sunday for college hoops, so make sure you check them out for that. And NHL, still running their NHL games night in, night out. Some of the best live scoring with their feed directly coming from the NHL. So check them out. Great sponsor here, the podcast. They're dailyjoust.com.
Now, with his observations from the outrageous to absolutely absurd.
All I get all day is people complaining to me.
It's Box Beef.
Tell you like that, folks. Produced intro for Box Beef. Yes, so this segment is really gaining traction. Of course, this is where I just kind of rant and rave about things that are a little outside of Daily Fantasy, and what a better day to do it than a Friday. And unfortunately, though, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I got a beef with myself, because what happened yesterday is one of those moments where you look back and you say, man, that is like the least manly thing. You know, all of us men out there, you kind of want to be manly and studly, have some machismo. But yesterday I pull into the post office and I hear this hissy noise when I get out of the car. And sure enough, what is it? It's my back tire with a big honky piece of metal stuck in it. So I get a flat. So very simple. Normally when you get a flat, what do? You change a tire. But here's the thing, folks. I don't have a clue on how to change a tire. I've never done it before. And here I am with a little 2-year-old next to me trying to figure out how to work this jack, how to lift up the car, change the tire without, you know, making the jack go through the car, because I know if you put it in the wrong place, you'll screw everything up. So I'm just, you know, I could have probably called somebody, but that would have been even less manly than trying to do it yourself. So I'm out there trying to get this done. And luckily, a good Samaritan came out and helped me out and did it. But it was one of those moments where I sat back and said, what kind of loser doesn't know how to change a tire? What kind of like 32-year-old man can't change a tire? Needs help from another man? That man is me. I'm pretty ashamed by it, but I'm thankful nonetheless that there are actually good people in this world. Because, you know, he looked at me, he's like, oh, it looks like you're having a little bit of trouble. Is it that obvious? I mean, jeez. But luckily, we got it fixed. I got to pay $100 or something to get a new tire because it's totally destroyed. And here's the other thing. Is there a least or less gratifying purchase that you could ever make than a tire for a car? I mean, you got it's going to cost me like $100. And I think that's with a discount for a new tire. $100 for one tire. It's useless. I mean, that's just like pissing money away. You get no gratification out of having a nice tire. Now, when you get a set of four tires, sometimes the ride in your car is a little better. But still, that usually goes for like $500. And that's a real... That does a job really on the wallet. So I definitely think that yesterday was not one of my glorious days in being a man. As you know, and somebody else has to come up and help you change a tire. And it's one thing if you're a woman, you know, that's the chivalrous thing to do, to go over. But the guy came over and asked, and I took him up on it. So my beef for the day is myself. I'm just not that much of a man when it comes to changing tires. But that is going to wrap up the podcast for today. We thank you for checking us out. We return each and every day for you, each and every weekday that is for you. So I get the weekends off, and we'll return on Monday. Lots of great interviews. We'll go over the Super Bowl. We'll talk about all the games that are coming up for Monday night. And as always, please follow us on Twitter, at RotoGrinders. You can go to our Facebook page, subscribe to us on iTunes. Of course, any emails that you may want to send my way, dan@rotogrinders.com. As always, thanks again for checking us out. It's been the RotoGrinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a great weekend, and talk to you on Monday.